Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Christine Avanesyan, Principal PM Manager with the Microsoft Azure Compute Team at Microsoft. Welcome back, Christine.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
So, Christine, why don't you just remind the audience of your role at Microsoft and how that relates to confidential computing?
Sure, happy to do so. I've actually had a role change since we spoke. Previously, I was working on the blockchain team, but I've actually moved back to our Azure Compute team, leading our Azure confidential computing efforts.
Microsoft has been talking about Azure confidential computing. Can you just start with a discussion on what confidential computing is and how it fits into Azure's broad strategy for delivering services to the marketplace?
So Azure confidential computing, ACC for short, is a broad Microsoft initiative to protect data while in use in the public cloud. Today, there are techniques that you are probably familiar with to protect your data while it's in rest or while it's in transit. But if you actually look, there is a point to needing to protect data while in use. And so as we think about moving our platform and continuing to grow on the security journey, we find that we wanted to start addressing this particular area. If you think about just generally protecting your data, there are a lot of common application patterns where this is really important within a cloud platform. First and foremost, it's actually the data confidentiality and integrity itself. You're putting data up on a third-party platform. You want to maintain the confidentiality from potentially other entities or the host, the actual platform itself. In other cases, it's not your data. It's actually the code itself that is confidential. And so we find protecting sensitive algorithmic IP, such as a financial trade algorithm, to be another common use case, especially in certain industries. A third use case is about centrally combining different data sources for a better algorithmic outcome. By that, I mean, if you think along the lines of secure multi-party computation, entities are trying to combine data to do some sort of machine learning algorithm or some data analytics, but they need to maintain the confidentiality across those parties, across the platform. And that's a pretty difficult scenario if you're not leveraging some sort of protection mechanism in use. And finally, another scenario that really informs what we're trying to do with ACC is the ability to create a trusted network of nodes among a set of untrusted parties. What we actually do with our confidential consortium blockchain framework is just that, to be able to create a trusted infrastructure, even though those parties aren't trusted.
So Microsoft has been working not just internally, but with other industry leaders to deliver this technology. Tell me about your approach and why that collaboration with the industry is so important.
So ACC consists of a set of building blocks. At the most fundamental level, it consists of trusted execution in environments. You can think of trusted execution environments, TEs for short, as an isolated portion of the processor and memory that creates a protected container, so to speak, to protect your data and code. There are hardware and software-based implementations, and so it's very important for us to actually work with our hardware vendors, not only to determine the requirements of our customers and the cloud platform, but to really accelerate this market. And so we've partnered with Intel to bring Intel SecureGuard Extensions, SGX for short, into the Azure data centers and exposing them as a new series of virtual machines. As part of the development experience when leveraging this type of technology, you have to refactor your application. And so the development experience becomes an important part and puzzle to be able to provide a development experience that's consistent, that will help accelerate the market and the community. We want to work with other technology partners to really bring this technology forward and to have a lot of smart eyes looking at the problem. Security is a space that you really do want to have that level of community rigor around what you're actually doing. And finally, a final sort of piece of ACC from a building blocks perspective is this concept of verifying TE and code identity. If you're trusting something to do this confidential compute, you want to be able to verify the identity of that thing that's actually building it. So as part of ACC, once again, we've partnered with our silicon vendors like Intel to design and host attestation services that make verification simple and highly available. This is a technology where we're doing a lot of research, both from an academic perspective to move the market, as well as work to actually bring this forward in a scalable production manner into the cloud. We see it important to do both types of work and really get to a point where confidential compute becomes something that is mainstream.
Tell me about what you've heard from customers in terms of their desires for this capability and where in particular they're seeing acute need.
If we think about what are the main goals of ACC, we actually position it to what customers are most concerned about and what customers are trying to do. So firstly, it's about mitigating top data breach threats. It's one of those things that customers are particularly concerned about. Think along the lines of a malicious insider that may have access to infrastructure, or a hacker that might be trying to exploit a bug in the cloud fabric, the operating system, or the hypervisor. Or, while technically not a breach, third parties accessing data without consent. These are real concerns that customers are thinking about and one that we really want to address as part of ACC. Second of all, as customers move to a public cloud, they still want to be able to maintain control of their data. And so we are striving to ensure that customers have full control of their data, regardless of whether it's in rest or transit or even in use, and even if the infrastructure is not in their control. When speaking about data, we should always consider code as well. So as a third goal, we want to make sure customers are able to protect and verify their code in the cloud. And ultimately, where we want to go in addressing these three goals, we're working towards a reality where code and data are completely opaque to the cloud platform. By this, I mean, as Microsoft, we want to be outside of the trusted computing base of the Azure platform. So customers can use a public cloud, but do not need to trust the operator of that cloud. Even though they may still trust that operator, the actual technology behind that provides a level of truth.
At Ignite this week, Microsoft even went further in terms of the Azure confidential computing availability. Can you tell me a little bit about what was shared at Ignite and what this means for customer engagement?
So at Ignite, we actually announced that we're making the DC series of virtual machines. This is the new family of virtual machines that is backed by trusted execution environments, specifically the latest generation of the Intel Xeon processor with Intel SGX. That means any Azure customer or a new customer who would like to come in, get an Azure subscription, is able to actually go ahead and deploy these VMs. We are also launching our Open Enclave SDK project. I haven't really talked about this too much yet, but I'll just take a moment to elaborate. With the use of TEEs, there is actually a need to refactor your application, splitting apart the portion you want to protect and therefore run within the enclave and the portion that will remain unmodified, which will run on the host directly. So there's this new development that's needed. And as part of that, we want to actually ensure that we've provided a development experience that allows not only for the consistent API around this enclaving abstraction, but that supports portability across enclave types and flexibility in architecture. And so we are bringing forward the Open Enclave SDK, and given the need for verifiability in the confidential computing source, we're committed to maintaining it as an open source project and creating a community that will help accelerate Enclave-based development. So very excited to have this launched and open for customers to go and look at the source code, to be able to use the SDK, and to try it out.
And then where would you send customers for more information, and what tools are available for them in trying out the Azure Confidential Computing environment?
So to try out the compute platform, the software, the tooling, and to be part of the developer community, start off on the ACC page on the Azure.com, which is https://aka.ms/confidential-compute. This is the main page that will point you to how to go and get started with VMs, to the Open Enclave repository, and additional discussions about some of the application patterns that we were talking about.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. Congratulations on this important milestone. We love to collaborate in this space and look forward to continued collaboration.
Thank you for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.